The increasing deaths from opioids are forcing a look at what's going on in the worlds where opioids are prescribed, from the drugs involved to potential alternatives to how many pills should be in a prescription. UB is dealing with the problem by increasing education in fields from medical education to social work, with 1,000 students gathering November 9th to talk about a fictional case of a woman who goes from dental problems to addiction and what went wrong. Dr. Lisa Jane Jacobson is Associate Dean of the Jacobs Medical School for Curriculum. Dr. Jacobson says part of the problem stems from new ways to prescribe for pain management.
That it was really important, of course, to keep patients comfortable, and almost to a negative point, that pain became the most important thing, and that you wanted patients to be smiling and happy and not feeling discomfort. And, you know, overdoing it a little bit was considered to be okay.
That attitude is changing. In some states, governments are placing severe restriction on prescribing practices to limit the number of pills floating around. Dr. Jacobson says when she meets with med students now, there's personal awareness of the opioid problem and a desire to learn best practices for prescription practices and specific medications. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.